Amazon continues to crack down on review manipulation. And today I received in the mail a $10 offer to write a review for a seller's product. Today we'll talk about how Amazon is incentivizing the same thing, except to report the seller. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. This is the My Amazon Guy podcast. So I received in the mail today a mailer. So it didn't come with the product, but it was an actual physical envelope mailer. And inside of that mailer, there was an offer. And it was a two-page offer. It did not mention the specific company. It did not mention the specific product. But I know who sent it, because it was the only humidifier I had purchased in the last 2 months. And it reads, "Thanks for your order. Thanks for purchasing humidifier from our Amazon store." So clearly they might have a short word that they fill in the variable for humidifier, and they probably do this with other products too. And it said, "Congratulations. Take your chance to win a $10 Amazon gift card. Get it now. Steps to redeem the gift card. Find your order, go to Amazon, find the order of humidifier you purchased, and click write a product review. Step two, write your five-star shopping experience and submit." Now notice they're clearly asking for a five-star review here, which is explicitly against Amazon terms and conditions. "Write your five-star review to redeem $10. And they've got a picture of a potential review you could write. And step three, please email. And they write mshumidifier@gmail.com. Now notice how they use the gmail.com, because they're trying to separate themselves, because they know they're doing something shady here. They know they're gaming the system to get thousands of reviews on Amazon. And this is a very common practice right now. And so they say, "Email mshumidifier@gmail.com. Give us your order ID and a screenshot of your review. You will get your gift card as soon as we confirm the review is live, usually within 1 week. And if you are not satisfied with the product, quality, service, or anything else, please reply to mshumidifier@gmail.com with your detailed problem, complaint, and we'll take action ASAP to help you resolve your problem." Now, that is obviously some lip service on the bottom of their offer, because clearly if you're going to the shenanigans you are with something like this, you're not going to help your buyer at this point. You're just going to ignore those messages. And you're not even identifying your product or who you are or your company in this mailer. So I did a little digging. So I was curious. So I looked at the mailer that I received, and I looked at the address, and it's a Fresno, Fremont, California address, rather. So I looked it up, and I looked at the street view, and I looked at the website, and it comes up for a company called Vava.com. So on their website, they hit you with a pop-up even that says, "Here's your chance to win a big prize," and you start this game. And so it's clearly within something that they do all the time. They have gamified systems to offer money for doing gamified things, whether it's reviews or whatnot. And so, okay, so I know this is a blatant violation of Amazon. So what did I do? I went on my buyer account and I reported them. And I reported them to Amazon. And in that rep conversation I had with Amazon, I gave them my order ID. I gave them a picture of the incentivized review violating material. And I said, "Hey, I just want to report this. I don't think it's fair that a seller is incentivizing reviews. Isn't that against Amazon's policies?" And they said, "Yep, it is against Amazon's policy. And here's a $10 promotional credit for your trouble." And so I was taken back. I was just offered $10 to go write a review. And here Amazon is giving me $10 for reporting that said violation. So that was really interesting. So Amazon is now rewarding you to report violators. I did not see that coming. And I have been selling on Amazon, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. I've got a 65 active clients at My Amazon Guy. And I had been telling my clients, don't do this. And they say, Steven, what do you mean we can't incentivize reviews in an insert into our product or mailer? And I say, no, seriously, you really shouldn't do this. And there was a story about 3 weeks ago from lockpicking lawyer who ran into this exact same situation. And that story from lockpicking lawyer, they picked a lock that was so easy. It took him like 15 seconds. And he also received a mailer. And it, you know, if you want to look up that story, it's 1047 is the number episode for the lockpicking lawyer. That dude has done so many reviews.
Writing's not that easy.
So I'm gonna play a quick excerpt from that. This particular video has over 900,000 views already, and it's incredible because, you know, it looks like this. Yeah, this posted on February 19th. So I'm gonna turn the sound on here.
It's Amazon's choice and Amazon's bestseller for an outdoor key lockbox. I thought that a bit odd since I had never heard of the product.
Yeah, I just turned
the
audio off my
Rode. And as soon as I opened
the
box, I realized why it was Amazon's choice, a moniker which depends in part on a large number of positive reviews. This card was in the box. It seems the company is offering a $10 rebate on a $20 product in exchange for 5-star reviews. Interestingly, you will not get the rebate if you disclose that you're being compensated for the review. My understanding is this violates Amazon's rules, and it's probably also illegal. At a bare minimum, I think it is a highly unethical way of misleading consumers. But onto the product itself, it's very average for this market segment.
Shortly after his video went live, the page that had posted these reviews and had been violating this lost, I don't know, 80% of their reviews, something crazy high. And it was several thousand reviews that got removed, significant number. And it's interesting because Amazon did it within 24 hours of that video going live. It went viral on Reddit. Amazon took it very, very seriously. The video has 40,000 likes. So this is a really interesting outcome, and there's a whole new crackdown on Amazon's part. So I think that within 24 hours, it's possible that the guy that I reported, this humidifier that I purchased, is also likely going to lose hundreds of its reviews or thousands of its reviews potentially for blatantly violating Amazon's terms and conditions. Now, For almost 3 years, Amazon has had this policy that you cannot incentivize reviews. There were services out there like Snagshout and other services that you could have incentivized reviews happen, and they had to change their entire business models to be compliant with Amazon. And by the way, they did. Snagshout and those companies were very kosher making that changes within 48 hours of Amazon's policy shifting. But there's still shady practices out there, and it's really troubling. So I tell my clients, don't even go into the gray zone right now. You go into the gray zone, and you absolutely risk getting banned. And the ban hammer will hit you, especially with coronavirus, COVID-19 right now. Could not happen at a worse time. And by the way, I feel like the economy, you know, this past 7 days has gone through a really big revolution. Monday and Tuesday, it was pretty much dead. By Friday, consumer confidence was completely back. And clients that I had that had very bad sales early in the week recovered with regular sales hitting by Friday. And today is Saturday, March 28th, 2020. And sales have completely recovered by now. But if you were going to get hit with a suspension right now, which these guys very well could get hit by that, it would be super damaging to the business because you may not get the account back. It could be one of those grave cardinal red sins that Amazon does not allow you to recover from. So there's two ways that sellers are doing this right now. Way number one, they're putting the insert into the product. That's in the example of the Mofut Key lockbox from the lockpicking lawyer story. They put the product insert right in there. And they also were offering a $10 Amazon gift card. Similarly, send an email to said place and they'll reward you accordingly. And then the second way was the way that I received it, which was just in a separate mailer about 5 weeks, 6 weeks following my purchase. So that is actually worse because they made an even another policy violation by marketing my address, which means that they took my address through an API that Amazon provided, and they are marketing my address and home mailing address, which is also against Amazon's terms and conditions. So not only did they break the incentivized review policy, but they also broke the marketing Amazon buyer policy. So both of those are very, very bad to break. Amazon takes those extremely seriously. The only thing I would say they take more seriously than that is possibly the COVID-19 price gouging situation. There was a story in the New York Times, I want to say a week or two ago, where this guy had bought so many bottles of hand sanitizer. It was crazy. It was in, you know, I probably should just look it up real quick, so I'll just do that. New York Times, hand sanitizer, Amazon, price gouging. Let's see what that is. So he had 17,700 bottles of hand sanitizer that he had taken and then raised the prices on Amazon. He'd bought them from all kinds of locations around the tri-state area that he lived in. He has now become the face of price gouging in the entire country. He ended up donating those 17,000 hand sanitizer bottles to a local hospital or other place of need. I don't remember the exact details of where he donated them, but he took a 1,300-mile road trip with a U-Haul truck, went around, filled up the U-Haul truck with all of these hand sanitizers, clearing out Dollar Trees, clearing out little hole in the wall dollar stores all over the area, in the Tennessee areas, and then went and sold them for a profit. And the dude probably made $40,000 in money. So, you know, don't write him a boohoo, sorry, you know, story. But it's really interesting to see the lengths people are going to try and survive, not only in the economy, but to try and vie for position within the Amazon ecosystem. It's very difficult to compete with people who have black hat tactics. So if you're following all the rules and you're a seller and your product has 100 reviews and your number one competitor has got 1,000 reviews from shady practices through giving away product, it's really hard to compete with that. Really hard. And so Amazon, to give them some credit, has started to level the playing field. And if you have ever received one of these mailers, I encourage you to go on to your buyer's account on Amazon, take a picture of the violation and submit it. Who cares if you get the $10 promotional credit? Just take those guys out. Take out the guys that are breaking rules on Amazon, making it a worse experience for buyers who don't know what products are legitimate and what products have legitimate reviews, and help the sellers who are following the rules and go buy their products and report the bad actors. If you receive a product insert mailer or one of these violators, I would also like to receive a copy of it. You can email me at steven@myamazonguy.com. I would love to take a look at it because I would also like to report them, and I'd also like to compile some of these to showcase how blatant they have become. They've become very proliferated. So I'd like to help take action on behalf of the community to do that, because I think it's so, so wrong. And with that said, if anybody, you know, needs any Amazon consulting or needs help with their own situation selling on Amazon, you can go over to myamazonguy.com and contact me. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy, and we can help you compete against these sellers. And we can do so with white hat tactics. We can help you build the SEO on the back end. We can help you advertise and manage your ACoS, especially steadying the ship during this uncertain time with coronavirus and COVID-19. We can help you design and build A+ content, do all the good things that are right in this world to sell on Amazon and make your product shine and showcase them in the correct methodologies. So with that said, thank you for listening to My Amazon Guys podcast. Hope you like and subscribe to it and tell three other people about it so we can spread the word.